Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 22nd April 2021. Top stories for today. The Malaysian government has enacted a new emergency law allowing it to use funds derived from oil and gas contributions to pay for vaccine procurement as it looks to ramp up the national COVID-19 immunization program. The ordinance will allow the government access to use the 17.4 billion ringgit parked under the National Trust Fund to secure vaccines for an epidemic of an infection disease. Separately, Bukit Aman Narcotics Criminal Investigation Department Director Dato' Razaruddin Hussein confirmed that police have arrested a man at Permatang Pau and crippled an international drug trafficking syndicate after seizing drugs worth 6.5 million ringgit. In the two raids that were carried out from Monday until Wednesday, police found 20 kilograms of shabu and heroin base weighing 26.9 kilograms worth 3.6 million ringgit in his car, believed to be for his clients. The Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, Suhakam, says authorities should renew the lease for the land where SMK Convent Bukit Nana, CBN, is located. In a statement today, Suhakam urged the authorities, including the National Heritage Department, to preserve CBN and to continue protecting its character and heritage as a historical learning institution that is iconic and have played formative roles in educating Malaysians for 122 years. On the international front, Indonesia has yet to detect any signs of the 44-year-old submarine KRI Nanggala 402 that went missing with 53 crew on board. Oil slick was found near the submarine's dive location via an aerial search a day earlier. Two Navy vessels with sonar capability had been deployed to assist in the search as neighbouring countries pledged to help. Singapore authorities are investigating the possibility of COVID-19 reinfections among residents at Westlight Woodlands Dormitory after detecting about a dozen positive cases in the facility. Authorities had conducted COVID-19 tests on all residents at the migrant workers' dormitory after a 35-year-old worker was found positive on April 20th as part of routine testing. Hundreds of residents from the dormitory will be sent to government quarantine facility. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.